Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we were discussing the yisod of Eid Echad, not being naman if there's a cheskas iser by Darvish HaBe'erva. And the yisod we saw was that if it's a Darvish HaBe'erva, he's now allowed to, it's not because the chazak is stronger than the Eid Echad, it's because he's now allowed to overturn what we already know to be true. If we have a certain assumption, he's now allowed to overturn that assumption. And with this, we can explain the Rashba and Kedushim we had trouble with. We want to understand why Rava holds that if one eid says Ishta Chazinsa, he's not Naaman. Why is the eid not Naaman? Aye, there's no such thing as Cheskas Heter, the Rashba says. So he's not overturning any Chazaka. So what's the problem? By other Asurim, it's not considered he's being Motzi Mechazaka. So why here? Do we not believe the eid Echad? And the answer is, because normally, a chazakah prevents the namanas of the Eid Echad, but a cheskas heter is not considered a chazakah, so it doesn't prevent the namanas of the Eid Echad. So it doesn't prevent the namanas of the Eid Echad. But the Gavi Davar She'Be'erva, it's a different story. The Gavi Davar She'Be'erva, the reason an Eid Echad is not naman, is chazik, is not because the chazakah contradicts his edus, but rather because the ischazik gives it a Torah Davar She'Be'erva. In other words, we have a certain assumption. If, like we said in the previous year, that it's only defined, that's what we just talked about at length, it's only defined as a Davar She'Be'erva if there's a chazaka. If there's no chazaka, it's not defined as a Davar She'Be'erva. So once there's a chazaka, it's defined as a Davar She'Be'erva, you can't believe the Eid Echad. Why? Because now he's overturning a din. When there's a Davar She'Be'erva, an Eid Echad cannot overturn what we understand, what we assume to be true. In the moment, we have an assumption by Davar She'Be'erva, an Eid Echad is not believed against that assumption. Again, even if Cheskas Heter is not considered a proper Chazaka. Normally a Chazaka prevents Ne'amanus, but a Cheskas Heter is not considered a Chazaka, so it doesn't prevent Ne'amanus. But by Davar She'Be'erva, Cheskas Heter is enough. You don't need all the Gidrei Chazaka. All he has to do is he's being made al Hizchachis Hadin. He's being made al Hizchachis Din Ba'erva. It's called the Davar She'Be'erva. That's when it's called Davar She'Be'erva. When he's being made on a Hizchachis Hadin of an Erva. Then it's defined as a Davar She'Be'erva. We said, we discussed at length the parameters when it is a Davar She'Be'erva, when it's not. But if he's trying to change the Din of an Erva, an assumption that we have is being mechadish and udin, can't do that. That makes it a Davar She'Be'erva, and an Eid Echad isn't naman. So that's why, even though we don't have a cheskas het there, and that's because it doesn't have the normal gedarim of chazaka. Sof kol sof, when he says ishta chazinsa, the Eid Echad says ishta chazinsa, we can't believe him because he's changing the status of an erva. Her status until now was muteris, and now she's becoming asura. He can't do that. It's like what it says in Shuvas Maimonios, which is cited in the Shemaitza. Shemaitza Vav Paragimel. Shimon was Ruvain's shliach, to be a Makadish, a woman for him. And Shimon's supposed to say, I write a Mekudesh Islo. Instead, he says, I write a Mekudesh Islo. So he has to take the girl and not take the girl. He doesn't want the girl. He wants for his friend. He says, my tongue tripped me up. Is he believed or not? The answer is he's believed. Why is he believed? Because he's not being motzi mechazak of his chachis sheltin. The matav is like it was before. Before she wasn't married to the shliach Shimon, and now she's not married to the shliach Shimon. So there the Eid Echad can be believed. Gabe ishta chazinsa, this is chachis adin. There we can't believe the Eid Echad. There it's Davar She'Be'erva and Davar She'Erva pachas mishnayim. And similarly, we can answer the what was difficult according to the Ma'arik. Why biyado lemafrei doesn't help by Davar She'Be'erva? Normally, by a chazaka, biyado helps. There's a discussion achron on why biyado helps. The Beis Halevi says that since it was biyado, says the Ma'arik, the biyado is misalik. The Cheskas Iser, and how does that work? So the Beis HaLevi writes, Chelek Beis Siman Lam Zayin Os Gimel, And the was live, it was in his hands to be misalik to remove the yisur. Arekumalos chazik yisur lein haidina denem menes. It's like there's no cheskes yisur. The lamikri is chazik raki b'shas beis ha'isur hayimuchach lios asur. When is it called is chazik? It's called is chazik only if at the time of the isur it had to be asur. But if it was biyado, it didn't have to be asur. So it's like it was never a real chazaka. Since be'ez ha'iser wasn't mukhach li'os aser, that's not called a chazaka. That's how the Beis HaLevi has it. Reina Rabbeinu Reb Elchanan Zatzal, Hashem Yinkom Damo, he writes as follows, V'kasav ma'arik t'tam ha'ocha mishum d'biyado megorea ko'a chazaka. The biyado, that if a person has it in their hand, that weakens the chazaka. How does that work? So if there's no suffix, in Eidechad isn't believed. But if there is a suffix, right, there are two types of suffix. Sometimes two types of chazakas. Sometimes the chazaka tells you not to have a suffix. Sometimes you have a suffix and then you fall back in the chazaka. You don't know what to do in a case of suffix, you fall back in the chazaka. So in such a case, where you have a suffix and you fall back in the chazaka, there, an erechad is ne'aman. When there's no suffix, an erechad is not ne'aman. When there's a suffix and you fall back in the chazaka, an erechad is ne'aman. And that's pshat in the ma'arik. The biyadu megareh as koach ha'chazaka, says Rav Elchanan. The masha davar biyadu zemolit suffix etzlenu. Since it was biyado, so now we have a doubt. We now have a doubt. Did he remove the chazak or not? V'afte gam la'achar asafik hazeh roi lahamid b'chazkaso. Even after the suffik, we should still establish it in its chazaka. Mikol makom al yedei mikol makom yedenachan v'chagavn kem shalot asafik etzleinu. The yedechad is ne'aman because we have a suffik. Since we have a suffik, so that allows us to believe the Erechad against the Chazaka. So that's why the Biyadu is Megarea, the Koach HaChazaka. And therefore the Erechad is going to be believed. Because the Biyadu puts it doubt in our hand. Oh, it was Biyadu. He could have changed it, so maybe he did. So now that we're in doubt, we can believe the Erechad. And again, that was what we saw in the that's Reb Elchanan, and Maran Rashke Bahag the Beis Halevi says it's only called ischazik if Beis Isser is muchach lios aser. If it was biyada, it wasn't muchach lios aser. So those are two pshatim. I don't know if there are any more. Those are two perushim I saw in the Ma'arik to explain why biyado is megareh cheskas isser, and then thus we can believe in Eid Echad. But the however, the biyadu doesn't help by Darvish Lamafreya. But it doesn't help by Darvish Be'erva. Biyadu Lamafreya, the fact that it was previously in the person's hands to change it doesn't help us in Darvish Be'erva. And the question is, why not? He could have removed the chazaka, so it's not considered his chazik. Like we saw, because it's only his chazik if it had to be that way, like the Beis HaLevi. Or it's not considered his chazik because we have a doubt maybe he removed it. So, if so, Ibn Kain Havalei Darvashir Bevelo is chazik, Deiracha Mehimenbe. So it's Eiracha without his chazik, and Eiracha should be believed. So why isn't the Erechad believed when it comes to a Davish HaBe'erva that was Biyado L'Mafreya, that he had the capacity to change it? And the answer is because the Ma'arik holds that Biyado is only affected Gavi Sharisur, that contradicting the Chazaka prevents the Ne'amanis. We have a Chazaka against the Ne'amanis. But if it was Biyado, so that weakens the Chazaka. It isn't really a strong Chazaka anymore. Like we saw according to Market islay, market islay, as the Beis Halevi explained it, that it was not really a, it didn't have to be that way, so then it's not a chazaka, or according to Rav Chanan, we have a suffix, maybe a change. So there an Eid Echad is believed. But it's still considered a davish be'erva, because sof sof is being made to be motzi a woman from her chazaka. There still is a chazaka. It's megareah the koch of the chazaka, but it's still there. So the woman had a certain chazaka, now he's changing it. So an Eid Echad is not believed. Sof sof is being mechadish adin, and Eid Echad is not believed to be mechadish dinim. That's why he writes, "The lav v'safrala, abi alfina nida meyusir erva." Not for v'safrala, saying you do believe the nida, would have learned from Mr. erva. Lo mahanya lo meshatavla, tika cheskas iser. And she wouldn't believe to say that she was tavla because the cheskas iser. Vay gabi yusir erva lo mehimna ke agavna. Came this chazik yusir vav gav to biyada. Because by yusir erva we don't care about biyada. So if not for v'safrala, we would have learned from erva. We would have made nida into an erva. I mean, this is very similar to an error, right? The whole discussion and the Rabbi Yosef Engel, v'chule v'chule. So kamash malana. So the Gemara says not like that, but about nida, but about davar she'be'erva ein achinami. Even though it's biyado, the ein echad is still not believed. Why not? Because he's overturning it. He's being mechadish adin. We're not allowed him to be mechadish adin. So strictly speaking, it doesn't have this the gather of a chazaka, but he's still overturning it in. Therefore, we can't believe him. We'd asked the steer of the Ma'arik that he associates himself from the beginning to the end. That he writes that the yado makes it lowest chazik, and that would mean that even by davar she'be'erva, an eid echad should be believed if it's biyado. So why then does he write at the beginning that nida, which is biyada, if we would learn from Mr. Erva, it would be considered a is chazek, and she wouldn't be believed, even though it's biyado. Ma pitom, biyado is mari de cheskas iser. The answer is no. That if neither would be learned from davar she'be'erva, then she wouldn't be believed. Why not? Because davar she'be'erva is different. But davar she'be'erva, the problem is that the eidach is not believed to overturn what we know to be true, and if we know her to be asura, we don't. We can't trust her to say that she's Mutaris. We can't believe her to say she's Mutaris. She's overturning what we know. But Achinami, the regular, so that's when if it would be considered like Erva. When it comes to other Isurim, it's Biyado, it loses its status of having a Cheskas Iser. Either again, because of the Beis HaLevi, because if it wasn't Mukhruf to be like that, so then it's not considered a chazaka, or it's considered a weaker chazaka, and according to the, and therefore an eid echad can be believed, or according to the, so again it doesn't have the status of being a strong chazaka, or according to the Reb Elchanan. So since it was biyada, so we have a suffix ourselves, so then eid echad's belief. Anyway, we're in doubt, so an eid echad is believed. But that's only because it's not in the category of davar she'be'erva. It's davar she'be'erva. So even if it's not a proper chazaka, but still, a person's not allowed to be mechadish adin. So if neither would be a davar she'be'erva, or learn from a davar she'be'erva, then they she wouldn't be believed. But it's not, and therefore we have a safrala. In any event, sweetest friends, we still have a lot to talk about in this topic. So please stay tuned and אנחנו נראה עוד נפלאות. בלי נדר, שלום שלום.